Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the Sha'ar of Arifillah, Hazrat Aqdas, Hazrat Ma'ana Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawarallahu Maqadahu. The title is Jalsa-e Qurb-e Mahabbat. Mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai, mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai, zubaan khamosh rehti hai magar dil rota rehta hai, zubaan khamosh rehti hai magar dil rota rehta hai. Agar che raah taqwa mein hazaron gham bhi aate hain, agar che raah taqwa mein hazaron gham bhi aate hain, magar jo aashiq-e sadiq hai gham ko sehta rehta hai, magar jo aashiq-e sadiq hai gham ko sehta rehta hai. Mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai, zubaan khamosh rehti hai magar dil rota rehta hai. Sila ishq-e majazi ka ye kaisa hai, are toba, aashiq rote rehte hain sanam khud sota rehta hai, ke aashiq rote rehte hain sanam khud sota rehta hai. Mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai, zubaan khamosh rehti hai magar dil rota rehta hai. Khataon ki agar aayi hai daman par zara siyahi, khataon ki agar aayi hai daman par zara siyahi, to apne aansuon se ishq isko dhota rehta hai, to apne aansuon se ishq isko dhota rehta hai. Mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai, zubaan khamosh rehti hai magar dil rota rehta hai. Gunahgaron ki mat tahqeer kar e zahide nada, gunahgaron ki mat tahqeer
تکبیروں کا رہتا ہے کہ ان کی آہوزاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے, زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. بفیض مرشد کامل جو درجے دل ہوا حاصل, بفیض مرشد کامل جو درجے دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پر جلسائے قربے محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے, تو دل پر جلسائے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے, زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہی اپنے قلب جا اخجل, جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہی اپنے قلب جا اخجل, بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے, بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے, زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا, ما بعد. This very beautiful bayan of our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, Hazrat is explaining that Allah Ta'ala has created us for a very very special object and purpose of life, and a very very great ni'mat which is even greater than our life, and that is to gain the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And where to get the love of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has also taught us, and it's so important that Allah commanded us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, that O people who have brought iman, who have recognized Allah, that is the first step of becoming the friend of Allah. And then to gain the love of Allah, a person has to work to inculcate taqwa, and where you will get that, Allah Ta'ala says, كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, just be in the company of the true righteous servants of Allah, the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, and you'll see how that love of Allah Ta'ala starts penetrating your heart. Then Hazrat says that that person who travels on the spot of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, as you sincerely travel regularly, come to the majalis of your Shaykh and take the medicine and follow the tartib that they give us, then Hazrat says you'll find that this is such an enjoyable path, that Jalsa-e Qurb-e-Muhabbat, this is Hazrat has titled it, that moments of the special closeness of the love of Allah Ta'ala you'll feel in your heart. And this is so valuable, that just that few moments that come, but like Hazrat Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah used to say, that sometimes Allah gives me one sajda and I feel the closeness of Allah. For that sajda, I'm prepared to sacrifice to own the 200 countries of the whole world. So this jalsa, like the the period we see there, sit between the two sajdas. Even that little small moment that comes in your life and you feel the closeness of Allah, that is something you can't explain to anybody. And how to attain that, Hazrat further explains here. Muhabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. Zuba khamush rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. Hazrat is explaining a very high position of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That Hazrat says in the spot of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, sometimes some moments even come in their life that you'll see zuban khamush rehti hai. That their tongues are totally silent. They're not even moving their tongues, but they're in connection with Allah Ta'ala, with their heart. Their souls are connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we find the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that this one great wali of Allah, Hazrat Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, that if you can't benefit in my silent majlis, then you won't benefit in my talking majlis. That Allah Ta'ala did not say that you have to come in the company of the friends of Allah to listen to a bayan. Allah Ta'ala said, just be with them. Because Allah's tajalli, Allah's focus is with them. And if your heart is open, it will come in your heart also. So they are quiet, but they are in the connection of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we should beg Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, through the blessed ruin of our Shaykh and the Mashayikh, your special tajalli that is upon them, let it penetrate my heart also. Then a person will realize that once you come in the spot of the love of Allah, you realize that what a life I was living. Unmindful of Allah Rabbul Izzat. I also want this taqwa, this love of Allah Ta'ala. Now Hazrat explains, when you want this, then remember, this is a great path. And it's not something that is just cheap. You will have to make a little sacrifice. But this sacrifice is very enjoyable. Agarche rai taqwa mein hazaro gham bhi aate hai, magar jo aashik-e-saadi ke gham ko sehta rehta hai. That although in this part of the love of Allah, which is called taqwa, thousands of griefs will come to you. That now you coming into the spot, you coming to majlis, your friends will tell you, why are you not coming to the sports match? Why are you not coming here? Why are you not coming there? All types of, your family will pass remarks, friends will pass remarks. But all these worries that come to you, you, if you are true lover of Allah, if you want to attain the true love of Allah Ta'ala, then you come in the company of the Sadiqeen, the true lovers of Allah, with sincerity, a person will able to bear all these, what is called worries, and all these, these worries that come in the heart, and these blockages, you'll able to pass it, and you'll able to move it away. So just come regularly, and don't worry what people will say. Don't worry of the remarks of anybody. You beg Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, I also want your love. Then you'll see in this part of the love of Allah, which is a very great part. And the reward of it is unimaginable. Just one moment, as Hazrat explains here, when you start getting one moment in the love of Allah Ta'ala, that is, one tear comes out from your eyes, and you feel grief. How did I pass my life? You'll see how Allah Ta'ala will give you great, great consolation. Then Hazrat says, if you don't come into the spot, or you come here and you say, and people taunt you and now you don't come again, and you go back to your old ways, and Hazrat is giving a comparison now, that this is the path, there might be little difficulties in the start, like a person is not used to getting up for Fajr, now he feels, hey, it's a bit hard, but you make a little effort, you throw away that blanket, and you'll see after that, a few days go past, and now you can't miss your Fajr anymore. But if you become weak like a fox and you just become coward and you don't use your courage and your strength, then you will fall back into that dirty, filthy way of life. That Hazrat says, Sila iske majazi ka, ye kaisa hai are toba, ke aashik rote rehte hai, sanam khud sota rehta hai. There's one of two paths you can take, as Hazrat explained so beautifully, that wadayna unnajdain. Allah has shown us the two paths. One is Allah has created us the path of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And totally opposite the path of shaitan. So if you don't come on the path of the love of Allah Ta'ala, there won't be a vacuum in your life. You'll be going in the wrong direction. And Hazrat says that is the path called ishq majazi. One is ishq haq, the true ashikin, the love of Allah, which is the only true love. There's no other true love besides Allah. The opposite of that is all artificial infatuation. That a person thinks I'm falling in love with any girl or any other thing, or today's sports, etc. Hazrat says, see the end result of that. Are Tawbah. We can't even discuss it. To even think of what is the terrible consequences of this infatuation and artificial and illicit love affairs, it is so terrible. Yet aashiq rote rehte. You sitting or you laying on your bed at night, like a lover, you thinking of your beloved. And who you are thinking? Of a sanam, an idol. What does that person, that girl or whoever, know that you thinking of her? She is sleeping, she is even snoring and dreaming. And you like a fool thinking of her and crying and thinking, singing poems about her. Hazrat says how foolish and how stupid it is. Whereas the true love of Allah Ta'ala, a person just thinks of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And forget just thinking, even by mistake you just take the name of Allah, immediately Allah Ta'ala focuses upon you. A person worshipping his idol, literally worshipping an idol, a stone, for over 90 years. Now his tongue becomes twisted, instead of saying, Ya Sanam, O my idol, by mistake he says, Ya Samad. Allah's special name, special quality, Allah is totally independent. So he says, Ya Samad. Immediately Allah Ta'ala turns his attention and he says, Oh my Banda, what you want? The Malaika also says, Ya Allah, he made a mistake, he didn't turn, he was not calling out to you. Allah Ta'ala replies, if I don't turn to him and I don't focus my attention on him, then what is the difference between the loving Allah, our creator, our sustainer, and the dead idol? So we have to turn away from these dead idols, come away from all this wrong environment. And the easiest way, as we were hearing before, Hafizah was reading to us the bayan of our Dada Shaykh so beautifully, even if you soaked in sins for 40 years or your whole life, just come with sincerity in the company of the friend of Allah. One majlis, it is like that jalsa-i qurbat, that just one majlis, you'll feel the current that comes in your heart and see your life will start changing. This is the sign that Allah is pulling us and Allah is making jalb. That is why Allah Ta'ala brought us here. And then how to become the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Hazrat gives the simple prescription to become the friend of Allah. The starting point is, خطاؤ کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر زدا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے. That on your clothes also, you wore clean white clothes. One dot, any dirt comes on your clothes, immediately you are uneasy and you want to wash it. Now to wash your clothes, you need water, you need soap, etc. More filthier than the dirt that comes on the clothes. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you commit any sin. We passing glances at ghair mahram, we don't even know it is haram. And we don't even know it's a sin. How sad it is, how sick I have become. And that sin, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the evil of death is a black dot settles on the heart. Now you don't need to look for soap and water. All you need, that tears of remorse and regret, and you feel that how stupid I am. Allah gave me the eyes, Allah is watching me, and Allah will give me sweetness of iman if I control my gazes. Hazrat says, now if some dirt has come on your clothing, then think that the dirt that has come in your heart, to wash that, just shed some tears in the love of Allah. That, oh Allah, I have forgotten you. You gave me this eyes and I'm using it in the wrong way. Oh Allah, please forgive me. And immediately Allah Ta'ala forgives such a person. That is why Hazrat says in the next couplet so beautifully, Gunehgaro ki mat tahkir kar e zaid e nada, ki unki aawazari par palak bhi rota hai, rehta hai. That, oh person, you think you're getting up little for tahajjud and you are making your 5-time namaz, you even fasting every week, etc. So you think you are zaid, you disinclined from this world, you are a pious person. But if you haven't got the company of the friends of Allah, you might be making ibadat and getting reward, but you still don't know what is the love of Allah. And when that comes, that ibadat can even make you go away from Allah Ta'ala. Like shaitan made the best ibadat, but he was not an ashik, he was not a lover of Allah. So that ibadat brought pride into him. So Hazrat says, that type of a zaid who is thus inclined from this world, he is still immature. He doesn't know. He looks at other people and he thinks that, look at that sinner. I was engaged in tahajjud. I went for namaz. He didn't even read namaz. Hazrat says, never ever look down upon any person. As our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, the doctors will say now they can't do anything for your patient. The panel beaters will say your car has to go to a scrapyard. No wali of Allah Ta'ala will tell you that you are doomed for the fire of Jahannam. You can be the worst sinner. Allah's doors of rahmat are open for us. So we have to turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Because Hazrat says that that person whose history is so bad, but his future is shining, that when he realized what a life I'm living, and one tear he shed in regret and remorse, sincere tawbah, even the heavens start crying. And they say, Ya Allah, look at this person, how he's crying. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Allah ta'ala says, لَأَنِينُ الْمُزْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ زَجَلِ الْمُصَبِّهِينَ, that now that person who was lost and totally in an unmindful state, and now he's sobbing and crying, that person who's regularly in his zikr, Allah turns his attention to that crying person now. It's like a slave who ran away, a child who ran away and he came back. How the mother grabs him. More closer than that, Allah will grab us. And then how to get this connection with Allah, and to come on this path of the love of Allah, which is so enjoyable. And like Hazrat says, guna chorna asaan nahi hoga, mazedar hoga. Then it will be enjoyable to leave sin. Not to be in worried also of the sport, or to go to the mall. It will be so enjoyable, and you'll hate going to such places. And how you will get this? Hazrat says, Bafeed-e Murshid-e Kamil, Jo dard-e dil hua hasil, to dil par jalsa hai qurb-e muhabbat hota rehta hai. Now Hazrat explains that we all want those moments of the special closeness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hazrat says, this you'll only get through the prayers of a Murshid-e Kamil. That Allah has brought us here in the company of a wali of Allah Rabbul Izzat, a perfect guide who has sat in the company of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, who have learned from the mashayikh and connection with the mashayikh, they have got what is called dard-e dil, that heart which has got the pain of the love of Allah. That every moment they are worried, is Allah happy with me or not? So if we want that heart also, which is called a heart. Otherwise we've got a heart, but it's not a heart. A heart who's got everything else. So if you want that heart of the pain of the love of Allah, then come in this company of the mashayikh. And who your heart takes to, take that to such a person. Follow his instructions, then you'll see, you'll also get those moments of the close proximity of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And you won't be able to explain, and then see the enjoyment of getting up middle of the night. Otherwise, Hazrat finally reminds us again, Jo ghairo par fida karta hai apne kalb wa ja akhtar. Hazrat addressing himself, but this is the pain of the lovers of Allah. In other words, telling us what a deep pain of regret, that our beloved Shaykh Hazrat Shah Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that if people sacrifice their heart on anybody else besides Allah, who are all false, only Allah is the true creator, sustainer, and the true love is only with Allah. So if you give your heart to anybody else besides Allah Rabbul Izzat, then this is such a crime, forget treason. Bajurme be wafai haqse wa mahroom rehta hai. That now you have shown disloyalty through your true beloved, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who has given you the heart. And Allah gave you the heart because it is the place, the palace for the love of Allah. So come here and learn to purify our heart. And then Allah will bless your heart with nur, with rahmat. Otherwise we'll be totally deprived. So we should beg Allah Ta'ala through the barakat of our Shaykh, these majalis, that Allah Ta'ala grants us this true love of Allah Ta'ala and bring us onto the close path of Allah Rabbul Izzat.